Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Ben Mwamba, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's always nice to hear from you.
Man, long time. No speak. I hope you've been good.
I've been good. And how have you been?
I've been good, man. Can't complain. We're just enjoying the cold weather once again.
Yeah, we're back to it.
Yeah. We're saying that le winter iphela njengengoma zasewesile. You know, just when you think the song is ending,
over, it continues.
And then the song continues. Now, let's talk about things, education, BBIP, Peak Performance Systems, the academic coaching services. Now, if you're joining us on the radio, you can hear the voice of Ben Mwamba. Now, if you're a parent, you know, watching your high scholar navigate intense exam pressure, a professional feeling stuck in your career, or an organization striving for the next level of growth, today's conversation is tailor-made for you. We're talking to the visionary behind the BBIP Peak Performance Systems, a powerhouse platform tackling success from our distinct angles, including the elite high school academic coaching and high-speed remedial catch-up programs. This platform doesn't just teach you how to survive. It provides the exact art and science needed to reach your absolute peak. Now, Ben, what inspired the creation of BBIP Peak Performance Systems, and what does peak performance truly mean in today's educational landscape?
What inspired me is I look at this as an extension of ministry. You know that I'm a minister of the gospel, I don't want to just be standing on top of a pulpit and screaming and giving people hope without giving them practical tools that are going to guide them to that hope. Mm-hmm. After you've told them that, yes, you can become the head and not the tail, show them how to literally become the head. Yep. Or if they're already a head, show them how to stay as a head. Mm. And that's what inspired me to go in that direction. And I thought we could transform the educational landscape through the different facets that people find themselves in, whether it's through high school or even for professionals, the certain little things that we need to know here and there, which can help us live better lives and achieve greater things. Yeah. So that's the thinking behind that. Yes. Mm.
Powerful stuff, man. Now, your platform is built on four distinct pillars. How do these divisions work together to transform an individual? Please take us through these pillars.
The four pillars is academic coaching, mm-hmm. it's personal and organizational improvement, mm-hmm. it's remedial academic coaching, and then it's leadership coaching. Ah. All right, look, one thing I've learned, my beloved elder, is that we've got different strengths, and we've got things where we can flourish in. I've been able to mentor and nurture a lot of leaders along the way. So I felt I can create something where they can come and grow and be drilled in leadership. Mm-hmm. Then obviously education has been my passion for a very long time. You know me in the mm-hmm. education space for a while.
Yeah.
And there's the branch within the platform which deals with academic coaching. And then obviously there's personal and organizational improvement. We need to improve.
Yeah.
We need to improve in order to be viable individuals. My success as a husband and as a father depends on improvement, and that improvement needs tools, and those tools can be given to an individual. So how this happens is when you come onto the platform, it's not that you'll have to go through all of the things. You go to the thing that suits you. Mm-hmm. You and I are adults, so we obviously go to the personal improvement and organizational coaching, or we might even go to the leadership coaching if we want to sharpen our leadership skills. Mm-hmm. For junior who's in high school, you take them through academic coaching. Mm-hmm. But what if junior is struggling? You know, there's I don't know if you've noticed this, but anyway, we were in school a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But do you remember that teachers had a tendency of pegging lessons at a level higher than the struggling learners?
Mm, 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 mm.
So
yeah.
you Ben doesn't understand what x plus x is. Mm. I don't understand why x plus x is equal to 2x and not x squared. Mm. Then there is John, who's very sharp. The teacher just picks it at the level of John. Mm. So John, if John needs to improve, he comes for academic coaching. But Ben, who's failing to understand x plus x, has to go for remedial coaching so that we drill you, we put you at a level where at least you can understand what John understands. Then we can take it from John's level to another level, yes. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Wow, beautiful stuff, man. Now, high school is a high-pressure environment by any standards these days. How does your academic coaching help students either kickstart or maintain peak performance?
It first starts by, and that's why I love it, the fact that it's platform-based, because it first starts by interrogating where you are. We really need to find where you are. Mm. What is your thinking style? What is your learning style? Where are you academically? What areas are you very strong in? And what are your weaknesses? Mm-hmm. Once we identify that, then we can start to build from there. All right? Because you find that, I'll give you an example. People want to help kids do well in maths. And yes, that's true, but the real issue is not maths. It's a skill problem. You find that this child maybe doesn't have logical thinking skills. Mm-hmm. So on the platform, we'll teach you logical thinking skills. And it's the same skills, and then which you can now use for your maths, you can use for your accounting, for your physical sciences, and even for your English, where it requires you to bring out some logic. And then we bring in critical thinking. Then we bring in creative thinking. I'll give you an example. I was dealing with a young lady yesterday, and she's good at content handling. Mm-hmm. So on a scale of 1 to 10, her content handling is 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. But on a scale of critical thinking, she's hitting a 5. So she has the content, but she doesn't know how to apply it because she's not going deep enough. So we'll find you where you are and then push you up the needle to the level where you need to be. Because I honestly believe that so many people are very smart, but it's just because they haven't been given enough time to unearth those skills.
Mm. Now, you know, many parents, and I've seen this a number of times, confuse coaching with traditional tutoring. What makes your academic coaching method different?
Yeah, you know, a tutor just follows a syllabus. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For me, a syllabus is just one of the other tools within the arsenal. Mm-hmm. We follow skills. We follow cognitive abilities. We follow, we take the child the way the child is, mm-hmm. and it's learner-focused and not teacher-focused. Let me take you back to class.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we would sit in class and the teacher talks and even gets angry at us for not understanding? Mm. But I'm the one who's learning.
Yeah.
Don't be angry with me for not understanding.
Exactly.
Your duty is to teach me. There was a maxim that was there back in the day. Mm. They would say, a teacher being taught have been taught. Mm-hmm. Now, a coach has not coached until those being coached have been coached to perform at a certain level, to handle the pressures that come with performing at a certain level, to handle the strategies that are needed to perform at a certain level. You see, a tutor just follows the syllabus. I teach you strategy. I teach you how to handle pressure. Mm-hmm. I teach you how to go through all the nuances that are necessary to go beyond that. And moreover, a tutor usually focuses on a subject. Mm. We cover everything. If you bring me your child now, we'll cover every single thing. We'll show you in. If you want to do well in your English, this is what you need to do. If you want to do well in your maths, this is what you need to do. And avoid this if you want to do well in your content subjects, in your biology. Avoid this, avoid that, avoid that. But include this, include that. That's what coaching is all about. It's a complete package. It's a wider package as opposed to the narrow aspects of tutoring that are brought by just focusing on one subject.
Indeed. Now, what is the biggest mindset shift you see in teenagers once they enter this program?
Those who are serious, those who take it serious, immediately start by firstly gaining confidence. All right? So their doubts begin to dissipate. That's number one. And then number two, they now start to understand the way they process things. Okay? So now this child knows that, okay, and oh, so for me to get this, I have to approach it this way, that way, and that way. For me to understand this, I have to do it this way, that way, and that way. For instance, one of the little things that always happens when I'm starting with someone, I go, tell me what you had for, describe your break time. And the child will say, no, at break I did what. Then I say something. Did you see that in your mind? The child says yes. Then I say, okay, how did you see it? Was it in black and white or in color? And the child says, I saw it in color. Then I ask a question, why are your notes only in black and white? Your mind thinks in color. So everything should be in color.
Yeah.
Then we start now flooding in the importance of using different colors and different fonts when you're writing your notes, the importance of how to study and so on and so forth. So you immediately see just that little thing of bringing in color. The child goes, oh, yeah. I need to use a lot of color. And then that little mindset shift starts to bring in more confidence. And when the child is confident, what they do is they now start flying. I'll give you an example. You cannot tell me that I'm dull. You cannot convince me.
Yeah.
Even if I get a 0%, because I now understand how I think. If I get a zero, I'll look at what I did versus the way I'm supposed to operate, and then I'll find the loophole and I'll move forward. Okay? So the confidence is the first layer that is dealt with. Because once a child is confident, instead of doubting themselves, they'll know what to do. And even when they're faced with a serious challenge, even if they get a horrible result the first time, they'll look for the gaps and then move forward. And that is what is very critical. That's one of the things that we really bring into this picture. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your remedial academic coaching. Who is the ideal student for this remedial track?
Yeah. If there's someone listening right now, if junior is getting 40s or junior is getting 30s, and you're really wondering what you're going to do to make sure that junior gets above 50, then this is for you. The remedial track is for those who are seriously struggling. Remember, there's the remedial track and there's the academic coaching track. The remedial track is for those who are seriously struggling. Remember what I said earlier on. Let's not peg everyone at the level of the high flyer. There are some people who are behind, whose gaps need to be closed. When we close those gaps, then they can join the high flyers. So for those who are getting marks less than 50%, the remedial is the best for you.
Is this only from high school?
Yes. High school is our main focus, but we can even deal with a bit of upper primary and even a bit of undergrad the first few years. The postgrad is also there on my platform, but I first wanted to sharpen this properly so that we could now then include higher years in the undergrad field and also throw in a bit of postgrad. But the technology of helping even postgraduates is already there on the platform.
Now, once a student catches up, you know, using remedial systems, so do they typically transition into main peak performance track immediately?
Yes, it's really something up to the parents, because after you've run your course and we say now you're competent enough, It's just automatic that you should now. You're hitting 50s now, mm-hmm. Zama is now hitting 50s now, mm-hmm. Zama. Let's move you to the 70s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. So it's a natural transition, but it's also dependent on what the clients want. If they're comfortable with the 50s, then we say goodbye. But I would encourage them to run through with it right up to the end when they finally get those flying distinctions. I'll give you an example. Last year, the two kids that I was coaching who got 7 distinctions each.
Wow.
All right. We're talking of 7 distinctions, including in mathematics.
Wow.
They were flying, but they were consistent. I would coach them. I would say, the way you're approaching this, no. Approach it that way. Try it this way. Try it that way. Boom. The results come out.
Wow. Beautiful stuff. Now, for parents, school heads, organizational leaders, but listening, you know, right now to the radio, how can they get started with BBIP?
There are a number of leads that we are going to throw on social media. They must just check out for BBIP. But for now, they can catch me on +27 83 997 3034. +27 83 997 3034 or www.beepsystems.com. www.beepsystems.com. All right. So those are the places where they can find us, and we'll be able to help.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Ben Mwamba, the founder and a visionary behind the BBIP Peak Performance Systems Academic Coach Service. Thank you so much for being with us, sir.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Zama, and have a great one.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.